What if the most important breakthrough in cancer treatment this year wasn't a new drug at all, but simply doing things in a different order? Good morning. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory.
And I'm Elizabeth. We've got four stories today that show progress doesn't always come from somewhere new. Sometimes it comes from looking at what we already have differently.
A UK cancer trial that flipped the treatment script produced a remarkable result.
Amsterdam choosing its climate values over advertising revenue.
Mexico betting big on universal healthcare.
And a blood test that can read the future. Let's get into it.
32 patients, stage 2 or 3 colorectal cancer. And after 3 years, every single one of them is still cancer-free. Here's what makes this remarkable. The drug they used, pembrolizumab, isn't new. Oncologists have been using it for years. What is new is when they used it. Normally, the playbook is brutal. Surgery first. Then months of chemotherapy. And even then, about a quarter of patients see their cancer come back within 3 years. But researchers in the NeoPrism CRC trial tried something different. They gave patients 9 weeks of immunotherapy before surgery. Not months, just 9 weeks. And the results? Zero relapses at nearly 3 years. In a cancer where 1 in 4 typically comes back.
That is genuinely striking. And what I keep coming back to is, this isn't some experimental compound that might take a decade to reach patients. Pembrolizumab is already prescribed. The infrastructure exists. This is about protocol, not invention.
Exactly. Bowel cancer is the fourth most common cancer in the UK. 44,000 people diagnosed every year. For the 2,000 to 3,000 patients with this specific genetic subtype, this could spare them months of chemotherapy.
Of course, 32 patients is a small group. And this specific approach only works for certain genetic profiles. But as proof of concept, it's extraordinary. Sometimes the biggest breakthrough isn't finding something new. It's asking whether we've been doing things in the wrong order.
Nicely put. And speaking of doing things differently,
Amsterdam has just done what no other capital city has dared to do. They've banned public advertisements for meat and fossil fuel products. Since the 1st of May, those billboards and tram shelters that used to sell you burgers, petrol cars, and budget flights, they're now promoting the Rijksmuseum, piano concerts, cultural life.
I love that. A city famous for tolerance is now being intolerant about something. The advertising of products that undermine its own legally binding climate targets.
Precisely. Annika Wienhoff from the Green Left Party put it this way. Most people don't understand why the municipality should make money out of renting our public space with something that we are actively having policies against. And here's what's genuinely interesting. Campaigners hope this becomes what they call a tobacco moment, the point where advertising for harmful products becomes socially unacceptable.
The framing is clever too. By grouping meat with fossil fuels, flights, cruises, petrol cars, they're not saying meat is bad for you. They're saying it's a climate issue. It reframes the entire conversation.
Cities from Edinburgh to Sydney are already restricting fossil fuel ads, but Amsterdam went further, connecting meat and fossil fuels as two sides of the same high carbon coin. And the world is watching.
From a city banning ads to a country reimagining healthcare, Mexico just made a pledge that few countries its size have ever achieved. Free, universal healthcare for every single citizen. Right now, Mexico has what you might call a two-tier system. Wealthier patients use private insurance. Everyone else crowds into underfunded public clinics. It's a familiar story in many countries. But starting next year, that starts changing. The new system will unify healthcare under a single national service. And elderly citizens are already enrolling in pilot programs.
And the bet they're making is fascinating. The plan leans heavily on digitization, electronic records, centralized scheduling, data-driven resource allocation. They're essentially saying, we can do more with less if we're smarter about it.
120 million people. If Mexico succeeds, it would be one of the largest universal healthcare implementations in recent history. And it would represent a genuine pivot away from employment, tethered insurance toward healthcare as a right.
The challenges are obviously enormous. Infrastructure gaps, rural access, digital literacy, political sustainability across administrations. But the ambition is remarkable. A massive nation betting on efficiency and digitization to deliver equality.
And from large-scale policy to something surprisingly personal.
Scientists at Imperial College London have developed something that sounds like science fiction, a blood test that can predict the future. Here's how it works. When we get sick, our genes switch on and off, leaving behind RNA markers in our blood. By reading those markers, this test can predict how a disease will progress, and crucially, how a patient will respond to treatment.
And they've already tested it successfully. Infectious diseases, chronic conditions, even inflammatory bowel disease, the test predicted how patients would respond to specific therapies.
Dr. Claire Duncan at Imperial put it beautifully. The patterns of gene expression we see in the blood offer clues as to what is happening, not just where someone is right now, but where they are going to be in the next few hours or days.
Think about what that means. Instead of months of trial and error with different treatments, try this, wait, no response, try that, doctors could know in advance which approach will work.
A working version could be available within 5 years. 5 years from reactive medicine to predictive medicine. The biomarker revolution, moving from science fiction to your GP's office.
And it might just save a lot of people a lot of suffering in the process. Time for our rapid fire round. The numbers that matter this week.
120 million, the number of Mexicans who will soon have access to free universal health care.
2 million UK homes now powered by rooftop solar. That's 11.7% capacity growth in just 1 year.
40%, the growth in the Alzheimer's drug pipeline over the past decade. Treatments for every stage of the disease are now in trials.
And 8.5 months, how long a new targeted drug kept pancreatic cancer at bay in a phase one trial. Pancreatic cancer, until recently, considered virtually untreatable.
Numbers worth remembering.
That's your Brightside Daily for Saturday, May 9th.
If any of these stories made you feel a bit more hopeful about the world, consider sharing this episode with someone who could use some good news today.
And if you want the full stories with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news. Everything we cover is there in detail.
Tomorrow, we'll be back with more stories of progress you might have missed. Until then, take care of yourselves and each other. See you tomorrow.